October 20 p.m.
Second shower of nectar. Madhurya Kadambini. The author says,
dual.
Vishwa
ka badi bad khandan mandal.
Dwait and
avakash nahi.
There is no question of debating.
कोई व्यक्ति यदि इस सब का विचार जानना चाहे,
if someone wants to understand Bhagwan,
तो उन्होंने ऐश्वर्य कादंबिनी नामक ग्रंथ लिखा है.
He has written a book called Aishwarya Kadambini.
इसे मालूम होता है कि ऐश्वर्य कादंबिनी जो उन्होंने लिखा था,
he has written a book Aishwarya Kadambini.
पता नहीं उसकी कोई भी प्रतिलिपि नहीं मिलती.
Actually, there is no copy of
कोई
the
book.
No copy of the book Aishwarya Kadambini is available today.
बलदेव विद्या भूषण ने भी एक
ऐश्वर्य
कादंबिनी
also has written a book called Aishwarya Kadambini.
किंतु वो दूसरे प्रकार.
But actually, बलदेव विद्या भूषण's book called Aishwarya Kadambini is different from the book which was written by विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर, but is not in circulation
anymore. पहली पृष्ठ में बतलाया.
He said in the first shower of nectar.
भक्ति भगवान की भांति.
भक्ति like भगवान.
स्वयं प्रकाश.
Is self manifest.
भक्ति स्वयं प्रकाश.
भक्ति स्वयं
प्रकाश. संजायता भक्ति.
भक्ति comes from भक्ति.
मध्यम अधिकारी भक्तों के हृदय से.
From the heart of the मध्यम
अधिकारी. उनके शब्द से, उनकी बाणी से.
Association of the मध्यम अधिकारी.
होती है.
By his words.
उनके हृदय में रहने वाली भक्ति के द्वारा से. उनके ऊपर में कृपा होती है, उनके हृदय में कृपा उत्पन्न होती है और उस कृपा के कारण उनको भक्ति उनके हृदय में प्रवेश
करती है. एंटर्स इनटू द हार्ट्स ऑफ अदर्स थ्रू द
इस तरह से
मर्सी मैनिफेस्ट
किया गया.
मध्यम अधिकारी
बिना भक्ति के ज्ञान योग तपस्या कोई
तपस्या कैन नॉट गिव एनी रिजल्ट. इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ
कृपा से ही
मर्सी ऑफ भक्ति देने में गिव भक्ति
समर्थ है. ग्रंथकार और
ऑथर इज ऑल्सो
चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी.
श्रीला विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर
इस ग्रंथ की
यस
प्रथम दृष्टि में विभिन्न प्रकार की अकाट्य युक्तियों
थ्रू
तर्कों और शास्त्र प्रमाणों के द्वारा भक्ति की स्वतंत्रता.
He has explained how bhakti is independent, how bhakti is self-manifest.
एक शब्द के प्रतिपादन करे एखन द्वितीय अमृत दृष्टि के साधन भक्ति के क्रम विकास का वर्णन.
He has explained how the साधन एंड
उनके स्तरों का वर्णन कर
ग्रेजुअली प्रोग्रेसेस थ्रू डिफरेंट स्टेजेस.
सर्वप्रथम
एंड व्हाट आर द
साधन भक्तों के चित्त में भक्ति रूप कल्पलता के आविर्भाव.
फर्स्ट द डिजायर क्रिपर ऑफ डिवोशन अपीयर्स इन द हार्ट ऑफ द साधक.
जिस प्रकार है मध्यम भक्तगण
फर्स्ट द मध्यम अधिकारी
साधक भक्त हृदय के कृष्ण सेवा वासना उत्पन्न.
मध्यम अधिकारी क्रिएट्स इन द हार्ट ऑफ द साधक कृष्ण कृष्ण
सेवा वासना पारमार्थिक की
लौकिक और पारमार्थिक की
रगानुगा श्रद्धा
क्रिएट्स वन टाइप ऑफ फेथ.
ऐसा खुली
इधर
है
फेथ और रगानुगा फेथ and then
star ache ei shabdi ke varnan
kare. There are different gradations of the devotion.
Jakan sadhak
the sadhaka
nikhil krishnetar vasna.
He gives up all the types
krishna
of
desires
other than the service of krishna.
Aar kono rokom hriday madhye vasna thakbe na.
He does not keep any other desire in the heart.
Aar karma gyan adi dwara amishya
and he performs devotion which is not covered by karma and gyan. That type of devotion is known as pure devotion.
Here, bhakti tattva ke saran sahaj bhav mein
Bhakti Tattva has been very clearly
straightforward.
Actually, the pure devotion here is compared with the desire creeper in Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
In the conversation between Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, bhakti has been addressed as a desire creeper. Desire creeper cannot come among
weed.
There should be no other desires other than the service of Krishna should not be there in the heart. Otherwise, the desire creeper cannot sprout nor it can grow. Nishkam means without any desire.
Urbar Chetra mein eti upanna
bhakti, creeper of bhakti manifest in
the fertile land. Hote pare, bij ke bina kabhi lata paida hoti nahi.
Actually, without the seed, the creeper cannot grow. Creeper cannot sprout. So what is the seed of the devotion of bhakti? What is the seed of the creeper of devotion? What is the seed? One wanders through millions and millions of brahmandas, and then by the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna, one receives the seed of the
devotion. Krishna Bhairavji,
Krishna, the devote, the person who's averse to Krishna, due to his karma, such a person who's averse to Krishna, from the beginning of this Brahmanda, such a person is wandering in many species, in many
worlds.
Sometimes he becomes a demigod, sometimes he becomes a gandhara, sometimes he becomes a hog, sometimes he becomes a dog. So he wanders. And what is he looking for? He is looking for happiness, bliss. But in no lifetime he can ever find. He can never find peace, happiness. He cannot find any bliss in this material world. If Bhagwan gives mercy to that living entity, then if one has the good fortune of receiving the mercy of a great personality, then a very great personality, Mahat means
Jagrita,
a sadhu who has bhakti in his heart, and he sees the distress of the living entities in this material world, then the heart of the sadhu melts. Then he goes door to door in the material world, knocking on the door, and he goes to every single living entity
and
endeavors to make them favorable, make them Krishna conscious. I have seen my Guru Maharaj, how he used to preach in Medinipur, 24 precincts of near
Kalyana.
Whole day, whole night he used to endeavor to bring the condition. Actually, one pair of shoes,
totally
worn off. And you see, actually, in Medinipur, he actually worn off three pair of shoes. So hard.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
that was said.
Nagar Sankirtan kare.
And if he could not go anywhere, he sent his servant there. Everywhere he preached to create a desire for service of Sri Krishna in the heart of the living entities. So this is the spirit of the devotion, creeper of devotion. Mahaprabhu has mentioned the creeper of devotion.
Jiva Goswami
has said, when the living entity wanders, when the living entity wanders in the material world,
he
wanders in different chandra systems through 8,400,000 species. In the commentary it has been said, only
one
association of the sadhus,
साधु संगते
स्प्राउट ऑफ
रतिर अंकुश
और मध्यम अधिकारी
उत्तम अधिकारी जो है तो मध्यम अधिकारी के ऐसे
उत्तम अधिकारी स्टेप डाउन टू द पोजीशन ऑफ मध्यम अधिकारी एंड विल प्रीच उत्तम अधिकारी विल अज्यूम द रोल ऑफ मध्यम अधिकारी
साधुओं के बीच में जिस मति के द्वारा भगवत भजन की अर्थात तो कृष्ण सेवा की वासना उत्पन्न
इन ऑर्डर टू क्रिएट द डिजायर टू सर्व कृष्ण दिस इज द सीड ऑफ डिवोशन
प्रथम अंक
द फर्स्ट स्प्राउट
यही कृष्ण वासना सेवा
डिजायर टू सर्व
एटा पारिदर्शन की
External characteristic.
हरि गुरु वैष्णव पाठ्य के शास्त्र पाठ्य के श्रद्धा फिर विश्वास कृष्ण भक्ति कहले कृष्ण की भक्ति करने से सब कुछ हो जाएगा और सब कुछ किया भक्ति नहीं माता कुछ
I don't have to take care of everyone else. I simply take care of Krishna first.
साधकों के इंद्रिय रूपी क्षेत्र में श्रवण कीर्तन जल सिंचित होने पर उसी बीच से भक्ति
श्रवण कीर्तन
मध्यम
अधिकारी
ग्रामे ग्रामे शहरे शहरे सारा पाठ पर लोग सुने चित्त आकृष्ट हो जाए तो हरिनाम ग्रहण कर हमें कृष्ण भक्ति कर कृष्ण सेवा कर कृष्ण विषय अनुकूल्य संपादन ही भक्ति कल्पनता का मूल है कृष्ण विषय अनुकूल कृष्ण भक्ति अनुकूल जो तो कुछ अनुकूल कोई संपादक आज विद्वाजे ताकि दृढ़ भाव से प्रत्याग कर ऐसी संकल्प हो गए अर्थात कृष्ण अनुकूल्यमय सेवा अथवा कहा प्रति आनंद विधानी भक्ति प्राप्त कृष्ण किसे सुखी हो गए ममता युक्त सेवा प्रवृत्ति भक्ति प्राण जिज्ञासावी भक्त भागवत संदर्भ में प्रीति संदर्भ में प्रीति के लक्षण में लिखा है विषय अनुकूल या सुख विशाल जिसकी आत्मा या जीवन विषय अच्छा प्रेम विषय कृष्ण साधु अनुकूल्य कीरकम कृष्ण सुख हो गए भक्ति प्राण
This is the very life, this very propensity is the very life of devotion.
वही स्पृहा कारण अनुभव हो जाए जिसमें उल्लासमय ज्ञान भी सी
blissful knowledge is there.
कृष्ण सेवा करके उसके हृदय में उल्लास जयात्मा कृष्ण का कोई भजन करे और वो सुखी न रहे उसी के द्वारा अपना प्रसन्न हो चाहे लाख संसार का दुख और कोई कामना उत्पन्न नहीं करने देगा कि प्रेम को अभिभूत कराने वाली शुद्ध भक्ति की तीन भूमिकाएं हैं पहला भक्ति के विषय में कृष्ण को जिससे सुख होता है वही भक्ति का जीवन नंबर एक भक्त के हृदय में कृष्ण की सेवा या सुख साधन का अतिरिक्त और कोई वासना नहीं हो
सकती
प्रश्न हो सकता है भक्त भगवान को पाने के लिए क्यों कामना करता है अपने सुख के लिए नहीं सत्संग के द्वारा अपना सुख इत्यादि ये सब कुछ वो दूर हो जाता है क्यों कृष्ण को सुख हो इसी के लिए दूसरे को मैं काफी बात कर रहा हूँ कृष्ण की सेवा करके कृष्ण को सुखी बना रहे गोपियां श्रृंगार करती हैं इसके लिए इसलिए भक्तों में ये इच्छा उत्पन्न होती है कृष्ण की सेवा करके कृष्ण को ही सुखी करें मैं सुखी हूँ इसलिए अपने सुख की कोई कामना नहीं कर और यदि कोई कामना नहीं होती तो वो सुख नहीं पा सकते ऐसा होने से भक्ति की पुरुषार्थता नहीं रहती क्योंकि सुख के आनंद ही पुरुषार्थ इसके लिए तीसरी कारण तीसरी भूमिका की बात करें भक्तों को अपने लिए सुख की कामना नहीं होने पर भी भक्त को अपने सुख की कामना नहीं होती विजय सुख की कामना हो किंतु कृष्ण की सेवा ही ऐसी है कि कृष्ण का माधुर्य रूप माधुर्य वेणु माधुर्य गुण माधुर्य लीला माधुर्य उनकी सेवा कर अनुभव करके अपने आप आनंद कृष्ण को देख करके गोपियों का आनंद और गोपियों को देख करके कृष्ण को आनंद इस तरह से परस्पर कूड़ा मूड़ी चलती है परस्पर टक्कर चलता है कोई भी नीचे हारने के लिए प्रस्तुत
नहीं
Therefore, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in this book, Srimad Rujakarambini, there is no question of simply dry argument and logic to understand what is Dvaitavad or Dvaitavad. In order to simply understand Bhagavan, we are reading this Madhurja Karambini. So there is another book, Aishwarya Karambini, that is written by Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan, or by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but there is no copy available. Therefore, we have established that Bhakti, like Bhagavan himself, is independent and self-illuminating. Bhakti, she is achieved by the association of the Madhyam Adhikara Vaishnava, Bhakti Samjatiya Bhakti. Therefore, Bhakti, which is present in the heart of the Madhyam Adhikari, is transferred by His mercy to the heart of the disciple or the sadhak. Therefore, Bhakti depends upon herself. We have discussed how without the mercy of Bhakti Devi, the inferior paths like karma, jnana or yoga cannot reveal a result independently. Therefore, Bhakti is samatha. She is capable of giving any result to anyone. Therefore, in the first section of Madhurya Karambini, the writer of the book, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, has used logic and arguments from Shastra to prove the self, the independent nature of Bhakti. And now, in the second part of Madhurya Karambini, there is discussion of sadhan bhakti. Therefore, the sadhak, by taking association of the Madhyam Adhikara, by hearing Hari Katha, bhakti appears in the heart of the devotee. That bhakti, that first sprout is called Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna. That Shraddha, or Krishna Seva Vasana, is of two types, Vaidhi Bhakti or Raganug, but Vaidhi Shraddha or Raganug Shraddha. Therefore, the definition of Bhakti has been given by Sri Rupa Goswami, अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्मान्यनामितम अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्ति उत्तमम. Purebhakti has the symptoms that there will be no other desire except the desire to give happiness to Krishna, and bhakti will not be covered by karma or jnana. Therefore, Sudha Bhakti, she is like compared to a kalpalata, a wish-fulfilling vine. This has been discussed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by the discussion between Sri Mahaprabhu and Sri Rupa Goswami. But as long as there is some other desire in the heart, then Bhakti Devi cannot sprout. Other desires are compared to be like weeds or grass. Therefore, Bhakti is niskam. Her nature is to have no other desire except to please Krishna. Therefore, she sprouts in the heart. But without a seed, how there can be a plant, a kalpalata? Therefore, what is that seed of devotion? It is said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmande Brahmade Kona Bhagavanaji Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lana Beach Malin Hoi Sri Beach Koriya Rupan Shravana Kitana Jal Koriya Sechan. There are unlimited numbers of jivas in this world who are against Krishna. And since time immemorial, since before the beginning of creation even, the jivatma, the individual soul, out of bewilderment of maya, is moving through 8,400,000 species of life. Sometimes it becomes a demigod, a gandharva, a dog, a hog, a worm. But as he is moving, he is looking for one thing, happiness, but he cannot find. Out of mercy, Krishna gives that jivatma the human form of life. And if by good fortune, that jivatma can receive Mahatsanga, the association of the pure devotees of the Lord. And by that Mahatsanga, the jivatma receives devotion. Therefore, that Mahapurush, the sadhu, they see the suffering of the jivas in this world and their heart melts. Therefore, they move door to door, preaching the message of Krishna. He tries very hard to attract the jivas to the service of the Lord. Like Guruji is saying, like our Param Gurudev, how Gurudev said, I personally saw, he would move door to door, beating all that area of Bengal, walking, even three pairs of shoes, he completely finished. So much hard work he did. Therefore, our Prabhupada, Sri Saraswati Thakur, and our Thakur Srila Bhaktivinoda, such hard endeavor they did to preach in performing Nam Sankirtan. And if they could not go personally, then they inspired their servants, their devotees, to go out and preach this Krishna Seva Vasana. All should serve Krishna. Therefore, Sri Jiva Goswami has given some commentary on the Bhagavatam verse, Bhava Bhavago Brahmato Yato Bhavet. He says, the living entity moving through 8,400,000 species of life, they may receive satsanga. In that satsanga, the sprout of rati, or attraction to Krishna, will come in the heart. That sprout is received. Rati akur mati means the intelligence to serve Krishna or to be attached to Krishna. That intelligence comes by the mercy of the Madhyam Adhika Vaishnav. For that Uttam Vaishnav who comes down to the platform of Madhyam Adhika, it is that Vaishnav which incalculates Shraddha in the hearts of all the jivas. Therefore, that seed is the desire to serve Krishna, and that plant that grows is called Bhakti Lata. That Shraddha, that first stage of devotion, is externally seen as a fixed faith in the words of Sri Hari, Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas. And also externally is seen Krishna Bhakti Koyle Sava Kam Kritahoye. Externally will be seen as the determination, I will only serve Krishna. I only have to satisfy Him. I do not have to satisfy anyone or anything else in this world. Therefore, the sadhak, under the influence of Bhakti Devi, engages his external senses in the process of Shravan, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam. Therefore, our Guru Bhargava, our Guru Parampara, have taken the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita to every city, to every town, and to every village. And by hearing these lectures, people have become inspired. Yes, I must serve Krishna. I must give him happiness. That Shraddha will give a result also, externally seen. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya bhajanam. A fixed determination, a very, very strong desire to accept that which is favorable and to very strongly reject that which is unfavorable to the cultivation of devotion. That Krishna Seva Basna culminates in one thing, how I can make Krishna happy. Therefore the life, the prana of devotion is that mood, how I can make Krishna happy. And that bhakti is to be seen as mamata yukta, endowed with complete feeling of possessiveness towards Krishna and affection. Everything has its symptoms. Therefore that symptom will be, I must give happiness to Prem Visaya Krishna, who is the enjoyer of bhakti. Therefore that bhakti will come in the mind as ulasmoy gyan, knowledge which is full of an eagerness and enthusiasm to serve Krishna and give him happiness. If we see someone, I'm doing bhajan so much but I'm very unhappy, this is completely absurd. It's impossible. Unhappiness cannot touch someone who is engaged in bhakti. Therefore some questions now come. Is Bhagavan selfish to engage the jivas in his own service? Is the devotee selfish because they desire to escape from unhappiness? Therefore some doubt comes. Therefore the devotee, the sadhak never desires to escape from unhappiness because unhappiness automatically runs away in the association of sadhus. Therefore there is no separate endeavor for the removal of unhappiness. Also, the devotees, especially the gopis, have no desire for their own happiness. When it's seen that there is some attachment to their own bodies or their own happiness, that is really only for the happiness of Krishna. Therefore the gopis, Ateva Gopi Gan Nahi Prema Ganda, Krishna Sukhi Lagamatra Krishna Sesambanda. The gopis, the attachment and the endeavors they perform for their own happiness is actually only for the happiness of Krishna. Therefore, will I try for my own happiness as well as Krishna's happiness? No. One should only try for Krishna's happiness, and all type of happiness runs behind that person. You cannot avoid, you cannot be a devotee and be unhappy, because all happiness will automatically come. Therefore Krishna is not selfish. When Krishna sees the happiness of the gopis in his seva, then Krishna becomes even more happy. When the gopi sees Krishna's happiness, they become even more happy. Therefore it's like a competition of unselfishness.
Gopi Gambhir Tattva Arah. যে প্রকার মধুকর পুষ্পায় মকরন্দ পান কামে কে যে নাতা
সে
প্রকার কৃষ্ণ সেবার অতিরিক্ত সমস্ত প্রকার কে কামনা বাসনাও সে রহিত হোক ভক্তি ভক্তরূপ মধুকর প্রেম মকরন্দ কা আস্বাদন করিবার জন্য সদৈব ভক্তি কল্পলতা ভক্তি ভগবান কি স্বরূপ শক্তি সচিদানন্দময় কি প্রকার সাধকো কে প্রাকৃত ইন্দ্রিয় মে আবির্ভূত হোগি
ইন দ্য ডাল সেন্সেস অফ দ্য
সাধক জার অর অপ্রাকৃত চেতন মে ভেদ হে
আর ডাল এন্ড ইনার্ট
চেতন জড় নেই হোগি
consciousness cannot be dull and dull cannot become conscious. So then,
bhakti
is swarupa shakti of Krishna.
Sachidananda mayi.
And it is full of knowledge of bliss and
eternity.
And the body of the living entity is
pure. So how
can bhakti, which is
fully
conscious and swarupa shakti of Krishna,
manifest in the dull senses of sadhaka?
In reply to this question,
lohe ko
Chakravarti Pad gives the
example of
touchstone.
क्या बना देते
हैं टचस्टोन टचेस द आयरन
कैसे बन गया
मेक्स इट इनटू गोल्ड सो हाउ द आयरन बिकम्स गोल्ड
स्पर्शमणि की विशेषता
टचस्टोन हैज
अपनी शक्ति से
पावर
संचयित होकर
एंड बाय दैट इनकंसीवेबल पावर
लोहत्व को दूर कर
चार्ज्ड एंड बिकम्स
और उसको स्वर्ण बना देती उसी प्रकार भक्ति भी अपने चिन्मय स्पर्श से साधकों के इंद्रियों को क्रमशः स्वर्ण की भांति परम विशुद्ध चिन्मय
किया
भक्ति देवी
जी
हृदय के
अतः
कृष्ण आदि न भवेत ग्राह्य इंद्रिय सेवन मुखो ही जीवा दो स्वयं एव स्फुरति कृष्ण नाम आदि श्रवण कीर्तन
इत्यादि
सेवन मुख वृत्ति हुए यदि केव नाम करे ताले कोई चीन में श्रवण कीर्तन तार करते थे
hearing and chanting will appear in the sadhaka and is chanting the naam.
Guru Padasya.
First one has to take shelter.
Antaspashyash Diksha.
Then one should accept Giri
Sushan. Or Bhajan Kriya ke saath mein. Anarth dur hone lagta
hai.
Sati sati jo chahte hai unka.
Only those who desire really.
Iske liye jo sadhan karte hai shuddha rup. Jara shuddha shuddha sadhan kare. যারা সাধন করে
না
তখন সাধকে জড় ইন্দ্রিয়েতে ভক্তি কি অলৌকিক প্রক্রিয়া সূত্রপাত তখন ক্রিয়া আরম্ভ जैसे जैसे श्रवण कीर्तन करता जाएगा अनुष्ठान भगवान की भांति सच्चिदानंद में सब प्रकाश तो भक्ति साधकों के जड़ी हृदय में अपराधित धूप प्रति ज्वलंत आग में लोहे की टुकड़े की भांति तदात्म होकर
just as the iron which is kept in the fire assumes the body of the fire
Krishna bhakti vinat bhagavata amrita kare
so in vinat bhagavata amrita
kya rati ke sthan par jab sadhak pahunchta hai bhav avastha mein rati ke avastha mein sadho ka man buddhi antar indriya prem ke sthan mein yatha avasthit panch bhautik deh क्रमशः दुख होकर के चिन्मय शरीर कृष्ण भक्ति सुधा पान देह कहे विश्व के तेषां भौतिक भेदे अपि सच्चिदानंद रूपता अर्थात कृष्ण भक्ति रूप अमृत का पान करके जो लोग देह और कहे सब कुछ भूल गए हैं उनका पंच भौतिक शरीर क्रमशः दूर हो जाता है और सच्चिदानंदमय शरीर प्रकट होता है प्रमुख है
वैष्णव
अपराधित देह देह कृष्ण भक्त चिदानंद दीक्षा काले भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण से ही काले कृष्ण काले करे आत्म से ही देह दान करे चिदानंद अपराधित देह दान अगर कई विचार करो किंतु गुरु महाराज मुख्य थे
गुरुदेव
अनेक इशारे विषय से सुना हूँ
मेनी मेनी थॉट्स
अभी बोले उच्च इस संबंध में
आई वांट टू टेल यू अबाउट दिस
जीवे
द लिविंग एंटिटी
एक्टी स्वरूपानुबंधी परम सुंदर छीन में दे रहा है सचिदानंद मई
लिविंग एंटिटी हैज
ताले एक सॉरी
पर्टिकुलर ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी इनसाइड इट
जे दाढ़ी गो पाका
So actually my body is
वृद्ध
my body is
old रोग जल
जल
एक की दरकार आते जी चीन में भेज है एक चीन में शरीर तक ही जावे
will I go
যেতে পারে না, তাহলে সামঞ্জস্য কিরকম হবে? এই সামঞ্জস্য এই শরীর চিন্ময় হবে না, কিন্তু বৈষ্ণব শরীরকে চিন্ময়ী মানতে হবে। গুরুদেবের দেহকে চিন্ময় মানতে হবে। তারপরে ভগবান অন্তর্ধান তিনি অর্থাৎ ব্যাকুল হয়ে গেলেন, আকাশবাণী হোক চিন্তা করো না, এই শরীরে আর ভগবত দর্শন হবে ভজন কর, সময় আসলে ভক্তি দেবী প্রবল হলে তুমি এই শরীরকে ছেড়ে দিয়ে আবার ভাবে এখন মানে নেপথ পাঞ্চ ভাব থেকে তার এই শরীরই যদি চিন্ময় হয়ে যেত তাহলে এই শরীরে তো চলে যেতে, কিন্তু তা নয়, অলক্ষিত ভাবে যখন সময় আসলো ভজন করতে 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 এবং প্রতাপ প্রিয় নাম কর্তায় এই স্থিতিতে পৌঁছে তখন সময় আসলে তিনি কাজের মস্তকে যে পায়ে রেখে নারায়ণ লোকে সর্বত্র এই লোকে
এখন
আমাদের দীক্ষা এটা পারমার্থিক নয়
আনুষ্ঠানিক দীক্ষা, অনলি
জৈন ধর্মে দিয়েছে বিজয় আর আমাদের দীক্ষা আছে আনুষ্ঠানিক, ওই দীক্ষাতে পারমার্থিক দীক্ষাতে অধিকার দেওয়া মনে করলে গুরুদেবের
গুরুদেব
কিন্তু ব্যবহার করে তাকে অপরাধিক মনে
করা
পরমার্থের প্রতি হবে, এই জন্য হয় কি
should consider gurudev sandals
jakhon tar kal upasthit thay
we cannot put it there
takhon alakshit bhabe the
without
takhon 1 second do lage na
one moment will not be required
takhon ki hai
what will happen at the time of death
ei panch bhautik shareer
moment at the time of death will give up this body made of fire
takhon chinmay swarup shuddha param madhur
pure sweet
param sundar sab gun sampanna jahan ye yogyata hai je jan bhajan kare sei rakam krishna seva upayogi
to his bhajan and which is suitable for krishna service such a body full of
sentiment shila prabhupad bolechen গুরু মহারাজ ভালো করে বলছেন মনে করে এইখানে এই শরীরটা তাহলে পুরো হয়ে ওখানে একটা লোক
বলেছেন Sahaji, as they say, that we go to the spiritual world in the very same body, which is made of these five elements. But one has this five, body made of five elements, cannot rise up to the spiritual
world. So the
male, So this body of Vaishnava is considered transcendental. So question is coming. Anyways, I'll go.
So this subject matter is very deep. In the same way that the bee goes to the flower to taste honey, in the same way, the bee like Sarak, who has no other desire, goes to the wish-fulfilling kripa of Prem Bhakti to taste that Prem. Therefore that bee like Sarak takes shelter of Prema Bhakti. Therefore a question may come that Bhakti is the Sarup Shakti of Bhagavan. She is composed of Sachidananda. But the jivatmas in this world, the sadaks, they have bodies of stool and urine. Therefore, how they can taste a transcendental thing? Also, there is a difference between matter and consciousness. Consciousness cannot become matter. Matter cannot become conscious. Therefore, then how the sadak will taste bhakti if all these considerations are there? The sadhak has a material body which is unconscious. How he can taste bhakti which is supremely conscious? Therefore, the example is given. Atasri Krishna Namani Nabhavat Gayam Indriya Seva Mukhi Hijiva Do Swayameva Surdiyana. Just like there is one jewel called a Sparasamani. If you touch that to a piece of iron, then that iron becomes gold. How does it happen? It happens by the inconceivable potency of the Sparshamani jewel. It dispels the iron quality in the piece of iron and then it becomes gold. In the same way, the senses of the sadhak are like iron, but when touched by the Sparshamani of Sudabhati, which is Satchidananda, then the material qualities of the senses are dissipated. And the senses become tadatmik with bhakti, one with bhakti, and they also become Sachidanandamoy. Therefore, by performing Shravan and Kirtan of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, with a mood of seva, sevan mokai jivado, beginning with the tongue, by taking shelter of the Guru, Guru Padashray, then taking diksha, then performing the limbs of bhakti under the guidance of Guru. Then, by performing sudasadhan, performing sadhan in a pure way without material desires. If you're not practicing sadhan, then no question of this happening. Then, the material qualities of the senses are dissipated and the senses become tadatmik with bhakti. And then they can taste Sachidanandamoy Bhakti Devi. Therefore, Brihad Bhagavatamrita has said, discussed, at the stage of Rati, Bhava Bhakti, that time, this material body consisting of earth, water, fire, air, and ether becomes Chinmoy, transcendentalized. By drinking out rip of bhakti, then the jivatma, the sadhak, he forgets his material conception of himself. And the Sachidanandamoy, Siddhadeha, inside the jivatma's spiritual body, manifests. Imam Brata Asva Priyanama Kitya Jitanuraga Dhruta Chitti Uche. This verse is discussed there. We don't step on the wind. Therefore, it may appear some confusion. My translation probably will not help that. Therefore, we are hearing Vaishnav Deha Prakrit Kabunoi. Mahaprabhu said to Sri Sanatana Goswami, the body of a Vaishnav is never to be considered material. Also, Diksha Kali, Vatta Kali, Atma Samapan, Se Kali, Krishna Kali, Atma Sam. When we take initiation at the time of initiation, when we completely surrender to Krishna, at that time the sadhak receives a spiritual body the same as the Lord. Therefore, that conception is given. But really, Guru Maharaj asking about the form of the Guru, we see some old ages there, the beard is becoming white, some disease is there. Therefore, question comes for Guru is saying, no? For the sadhak, right? He's become chinmoy, we just said those two verses. Then when we see old age is coming, beard is coming, gray, some disease is there, then can this body go to Goloka Vrindavan? That was the question. That is the question. Therefore, how we could reconcile these two things? Guru Maharaj said, this body cannot become chinmoy. This body cannot become Satchidananda. Therefore, the history is given by Narada Muni. Narada Muni, he took Diksha from his Guru, he took mantra, etc. He left home and went to the forest and was performing bhajan. At that time, Bhagavan appeared like a flash. So Narada, you cannot have darshan in this body of yours. When you leave this body, then you can... when you develop more, then you can have my association. Therefore, Narada Muni did not go to Vaikuntha in that body in which he was situated. He left, it's a Bhagavatam described, that body of five elements he left, and in that Siddha Deha, Satchidananda Deha, the internal Swarup, in that body he went to Goloka Vrindavan. Therefore, the Siddha Deha goes there to the spiritual world, not to this body of five elements. Therefore, have we taken Diksha? Diksha Kali, Bhakta Kali, Atma Samarpan. We hear at the time of Diksha, we get a transcendental body. But, have we really taken Diksha? Where's the quality of our surrender? We hear in Jiva Dharma that Vijay and Rajanath, when they took Diksha from their Gurudev, immediately they became unconscious and saw Gaurinityananda Guru dancing before them. But that did not happen to me. Therefore, we have taken anusthanic diksha. We say entered the school of diksha, some formal diksha was there. This formality of taking mantra from Guru, this gives the quality, the qualification for a future attainment of some spiritual wealth. Therefore, the sahajas think, oh, this material body can become spiritual. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur described all these things in a very strong way. Therefore, the sahajas think this body can become transcendental. Therefore, they put kajal, nose ring, shave 5 times a day, put color in their hair, and say, I become Lalita Sati. This is completely ridiculous how a body of stolen urine can become Lalita Sati. Therefore, we should understand that inside this body, there is a very sweet, eternal Siddhadeya, eternally perfected form. That form goes to Radha Krishna or wherever seva is necessary and goes there to perform seva, not this body of stolen urine. That's what Buddha said. I'm not putting my own.
I put it down on the one, I'll practice the day.